given this week. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. That's when President Biden says he told the military to shoot down the Chinese spy balloon that has crossed the U.S.
When I was briefed on the balloon, I ordered the Pentagon to shoot it down on Wednesday as soon as possible. They decided, without doing damage to anyone on the ground, they decided that the best time to do that was as it got over water outside within 12-mile limit. It successfully took it down.
That happened today, 6 miles off the South Carolina coast. The administration has been criticized for waiting so long. The Pentagon says there was not a watershot opportunity to shoot down the balloon over Alaska before it entered Canadian airspace. Parts of the Northeast are still in the single digits and teens as a polar vortex brings record-breaking cold. Fox Weather's Katie Byrne is in Boston.
We've seen sea smoke off the Boston Harbor. This is what happens when you've got cold air on top of warmer water. Also interesting, up in Maine, where it's even colder, people have been seeing and hearing trees exploding. The sap in the water inside those trees is expanding, and people have been saying they've been hearing these loud booms in the woods.
The temperature on the summit of New Hampshire's Mount Washington fell to minus 108. Residents of an Ohio village near the border with Pennsylvania are being kept away after an overnight train derailment and fire. East Palestine Mayor Trent Conaway.
It's a dangerous situation. That's why the evacuation notice is still, in place 1 mile around the scene. It's still a very volatile situation. It could turn in an instant, so please just stay out of town.
It's believed about 50 train cars were involved and no injuries have been reported. A United Airlines flight from Chicago to Las Vegas was safely diverted to Lincoln, Nebraska after the pilot reported one of the Boeing 777's engines had failed. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
President Biden speaking last night at the winter meeting of the Democratic National Committee in Philadelphia. The president promising to build on his first 2 years of accomplishments in the White House.
That's not even all of it. Not even close. In fact, let me say something. We're just getting started.
He also called for police reform in the wake of the death of Tyree Nichols. The president will have to work with a Republican-controlled House to pass any legislation. A new weapon will be included in the latest U.S. $2 billion-plus aid package that will extend the reach of Ukraine's military. Fox's Jill Nato has details.
The new weapon is called the Ground Launch Small Diameter Bomb. But its punch is anything but small. Reuters reports the bomb's going to be launched on rockets that can carry it nearly 100 miles. That's twice the distance reachable by the rockets Ukraine now fires. The rockets are expected to be able to get to all of Russia's supply lines in eastern Ukraine. The rockets also come with GPS. That means they can hit hard-to-reach targets like command centers. It also means Russian forces will have to adapt or face serious losses. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Pope Francis is continuing his first international trip of the year. While in Sudan, he called for women and girls to be respected in that country where sexual violence against women is rampant. Fox's Tanya J. Powers reports.
His trip started on Tuesday in the Democratic Republic of Congo, where he held meetings with charitable groups, church leaders, and others. Then yesterday, traveled to South Sudan. He began his time there with an impassioned speech to the country's leaders to denounce the violence and corruption that plague it, with a holy mass set for tomorrow before he makes his way back to Rome later in the day. The Pope's trip to Africa was originally set for last July, but was postponed due to problems with his knee. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.